So can you tell me about how the favela painting project started? Like, did you guys just go to Rio and, you know, to sort of check them out?
No, it was actually different. Jeroen, he had won a competition to make a documentary for MTV.
This is Dre Urhan. And Dre, along with his friend and fellow artist Jeroen Koolhaas, who he just mentioned, made that documentary. It was about Brazilian hip-hop music in the favelas of Rio. But their time in Brazil led to another art project, something completely different.
I mean, when we were making the documentary and we were just spending a lot of time with the people, there was this constant return of this word image, that people in society around the slums, they had this certain image of what the favela was like and what the people from the favela were like. And we were also thinking, like, could we also make some sort of a statement? And a visual statement was the thing that came to mind immediately. Like, could we just make something that looks nice so that if people look at a place and they already know that they're going to dislike it, and all of a sudden they're confronted with something beautiful, and that would kind of change their minds.
And so the idea they came up with was to create a giant mural spread across many, many buildings so that you would have to look at it from a distance to see the entire thing. And they decided to stay in Brazil and give it a shot.
I think our roles change a lot when we travel. Like, we sometimes we arrive somewhere as a documentary maker and we leave as a socially responsible painter.
Here's Dre and Jeroen on the TED stage.
We picked three houses in the center of the community, and we start here. We made a few designs, and everybody liked this design of a boy flying a kite the best. So we started painting, and the first thing we did was to paint everything blue. And we thought that looked already pretty good. But they hated it. The people who lived there really hated it. They said, "What did you do? You painted our house in exactly the same color as the police station." In a favela, that is not a good thing. Also the same color as the prison cell. So we quickly went ahead and we painted the boy. But still, it wasn't good because the little kids started coming up to us and they said, "You know, there's a boy flying a kite, but where is this kite?" We said, it's art. You know, you have to imagine the kite." And they said, no, we want to see the kite. So we quickly installed a kite way up high on the hill so that you could see the boy flying the kite and you could actually see a kite. So the local news started writing about it, which was great. And then even Guardian wrote about it. Notorious slum becomes open-air gallery.
I mean, the perception of favelas is that these are unwelcoming, dangerous, ugly places. And part of what you were trying to do was to change that perception by actually sort of overlaying this beautiful piece of artwork over the favela. It was almost forcing people to think about it in a different way.
Totally. It's totally an invitation to think about the people that live there in a different way. And I remember very well that the participants in our project, I mean, we work with like big groups of people that are from the neighborhood. So it's not just us. But there was a piece written in the newspaper and they talked about the inhabitants as artists and not as criminals. And that was like a game changer for them. They said, "Look, they're writing about us as people." Hmm. I think that really got to us. And again, this wasn't really like a super predetermined plan. This is something that we stumbled upon. Like, this happened. And then we thought, oh my God, if this happened on a small scale, let's build it out. Let's make it 10 times bigger and see if it happens again.
So that's what Dre and Jeroen did. They went to another favela in Rio and started on another large-scale art project.
The second painting we made was actually not on a wall, but it was on a complete street. And we painted this giant river of like Japanese koi carp. It was quite insane. It's like the most unexpected thing.
And then they moved on to another neighborhood.
The Santa Marta project was quite simple. At the end, it just looks like a very simple, happy explosion of colors. That's all I can describe it. And it goes over like 27 different houses.
And as their art projects attracted more attention, they started to get requests from all over the world.
Yeah, it's for the last 10 years, we've been just running around painting.
So then we received an unexpected phone call from the Philadelphia Mural Arts Program. And they had this question, if this would actually work in North Philly, which is one of the poorest neighborhoods in the United States. So we immediately said yes. The project took almost 2 years to complete, and we made individual designs for every single house on the avenue that we painted. And we made these designs together with the local store owners, the building owners, and a team of about a dozen young men and women. They were hired, and then they were trained as painters. And together, they transformed their own neighborhood, the whole street, into a giant patchwork of color.
It's amazing when you see images of it from above, like a drone image or from far away. I mean, I don't know what it looked like before, but you can imagine that it did have a pretty big impact on that neighborhood, on that community.
Yeah, totally. And I love to follow, like my Instagram is mostly people from the different projects where we worked and lived. And I'm following a lot of the people that live in Philadelphia. And it's great to see that the painting still has like a big impact on their images, like the pictures that they take or music videos that they make. There's people that do dance shows in front of them, or clothing designers come out and do their fashion shows there. And it just becomes like a thing, like their neighborhood is the colorful neighborhood.
Do you think that we sometimes, when we think about transforming neighborhoods or communities or doing big public projects, we don't just consider something as simple as beauty, right? Like beauty can really transform, psychologically transform how people think about their own spaces and places.
I think that there's two qualities. It's beauty and it's attention. If you do a two-year project, you show 2 years worth of full-time love and dedication to a neighborhood and its people. And it's something that people take very, very serious. A good example was when we arrived, we put posters everywhere and we flyered and we had people going door to door asking the merchants to come together for a meeting. And it was only three people that came out. Like there's always these three people, right? And we did the same thing after the project was done. And we needed to change like the venue because it couldn't hold all the people. And everybody came together. And I mean, I'm not saying that it changed the world, but I mean, that shows something.
Dre Urhan, you can find out more about Dre and Jeroen's projects at their website, favelapainting.com. And you can watch their talk at TED.com.